Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Ben Spector, and I'll be your host tonight on MLB Central. And we are going to be going through a simple super motion show tonight because of the late show that we are having tonight. On this day in baseball history, 1946, greatest Boston was the Giants 5-1 in the first night game played at Braves Field. 37,407 fans, the largest crowd in 13 years, are surprised when their hometown heroes take the field wearing Giants State uniforms to sign off of the light generated by electricity used for the evening contest. And now it's time for our baseball joke of the day. Warp, wise man wonders, why do we see takes into the ballgame when we'll all be there? And that's baseball joke of the day. The random player of the day today is named Chris Bryant. Christopher L. Bryant, better known as Chris Bryant. And now it's time for the All-Star game debate. Suspects were handing out after a pair among top candidates for Midsummer Classic after Boston's off-season overhaul. We'll be doing daily All-Star game debate till balloting ends on July 2nd. We'll be frequently picking one quite against another, having Will or I make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there are other great candidates for that position. In fact, if your comments can spark a new debate versus Apple, so let us know what you think. In the span of 4.5 months, the Red Sox cheered for U.S. and Spinnis to be their left fielder, Dan Hamner to be their left fielder, and traded Spinnis. So eventually they made their decision. All servers might have to make a similar decision, albeit one unaffected by free agent timetables. One of them is to let Mike Trout is an early frontrunner for an American League spot, and Adam Jones, Josh Reddick, Michael Brant, Louis Lorenzo Cain, Alex Gordon, Jacoby Ellsbury, just to name a few, have all long strong cases in their own reaction. But the ballot also includes two familiar faces and new voices who might view with a long look, Ramirez and Cespedes. So who has the early edge? Well, Hanley's case was obviously hindered by him crashing into the Green Monster last Monday. He sprained his left shoulder and didn't return to Boston's lineup until Saturday. That's the same shoulder Ramirez and surgical repaired at the end of the 2011 season. The Monster was actually viewed as a positive by the Red Sox, at least in terms of the rare glass and Mr. Mary share on the play. But the fact remains that Ramirez makes up the minus from the defensive end. Fortunately, Hanley's bat makes up for that fact. Shoulder issues, Iron Ramirez is still one of the stars of the early schedule, entering the league with an 894 OPS and 22 RBI. Alternate effects of base hits were home runs. Ramirez has limited the strikeouts to play pure power and meant everything the Red Sox hoped from the middle of their lineup when they signed him to a 4-year, $88 million contract. His 10 April homers tied a franchise record. Teammate David Ortiz and Ramirez at the end of April. It's gracefully hits the ball. How hard he hits it, isn't it? Oh my goodness, reminds me of my younger days. Pretty darn hard as well. We've seen that on the national stage. One would assume whether you vote him or not, Cespedes will be on hand at Great American Ballpark. The first third straight home run derby crown, Cespedes participated in and won his first derby in 2013, despite not being on the AL All-Star squad. It's a beautiful thing to watch Cespedes take that glorified mound of batting practice. Of course, that sweet GP swing has all translated to the game. That Cespedes is off to a slower homer pace than Ramirez. Cespedes is often familiar to the Tigers, for whom he bats in the middle of the league the mile. Hasn't been as quite dynamic as him. So there are certainly strong the 224, 300, 476, slash line with four homers in the league, high 11 numbers, 1-17 RBIs. Cespedes, there was one more complete player, 1-2. Sometimes a major job for the rest of the end club would be solid. Sometimes they just need a glove. The Tigers have been pleased with what they landed in Cespedes. When you look at him from the other side, he looks like he's almost kind of a mean. Brad manager Brad Osmond told reporters recently that he's really kind of a fun-loving guy. The Red Sox are, of course, equally happy with Ramirez. When it comes to the band Ramirez to reach out for his all-star appeal, Cespedes has the edge to win the love replacement together with a complete fight. A lot of cases were enamored with power, and Ramirez's early power barrage probably gives them the edge for now. And now, thanks to the headlines of today. Blue Jays return to Baltimore. Yankees last 5 home runs as he picks up first one. Bryant, Rizzo go back to the bleachers. Sources, Oliveira receives Visa headed to L.A. Marte Tillamook tells Bucks who assaults. Dodgers await results of Puig's MRI. Power rankings. Cardinals rule. Rated drive. D-backs is badly sent for Saturday after some game. Deal from Kuhn Yu, World Series 6. From the diamond to the fairway. I was going to do for LA Central Strand on a Central Week show. We got off to a late start. I promise tomorrow will be the full hospital. I'm Austin Tucker. Just greet me.